Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary for Monday the 18th of March 2013, and we're going to do a mid-month check on global markets and economies today. The first half of this month has seen a general rise in most global markets, and some strong rises at that, the exception being the Far East. Here we saw good news becoming bad news in Australia, as employment figures came in much stronger than expected. So markets saw this as a trigger for a rise in interest rates and duly fell. Whilst across in China, fears again rose that the unexpected upturn in growth is not as expected. And also across in Europe, we saw how the situation in Cyprus shows how fragile sentiment is in Europe. Let's turn to the regions. Across in the US, both sentiment and stocks advanced strongly as two important sectors, namely consumers and manufacturing, both showed surprising improvement with strong retail sales figures and a much larger than expected drop in initial jobless claims. As a result, the S&P 500 is now not far off its all-time high, and investors continue to be reassured by the Fed's commitment to maintain monetary easing until unemployment falls to 6.5%. Across in Europe, we see this shift in the crisis from an economic crisis to a social crisis continuing. EU leaders met last week and spent most of their time trying to balance growth, austerity and employment. And there are real deep fears about youth unemployment and its impact on society, manifested in significant demonstrations in Brussels, where the meeting took place. And of course, there was also the Cyprus bailout, which included this 10% tax on savings, which is getting people across Europe very worried, as they think it could set a precedent. Over in the Asia-Pacific region, there's good news from Japan, where the new team at the Bank of Japan was approved by Parliament, and the team will take over on Wednesday. And now this is widely seen as the start of a more aggressive monetary policy, which investors see as stimulating growth and getting to grips with deflation for once and for all. And obviously stocks responded accordingly. But across in Hong Kong and mainland China, rising inflation is a growing concern, and fears of monetary tightening have proved a real damper on the whole of the Far East. Also not helped by figures from China showing that industrial production and retail sales were much less stronger than expected. And all of that has tended to keep stocks in the Far East really on the back burner for most of March. Looking at some of the other indicators, oil is still reasonably stable at around $92 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate. Bond yields in the reserve currency dropped marginally, but it was only marginal, and that was really to do with sentiment over the US budget issues. And on the currency market, the dollar declined after its brief recovery over the last couple of weeks, while sterling gained, for once, on comments by the Bank of England Governor Mervyn King. And, of course, the Japanese yen continues to weaken. So let's look at the markets in a bit of detail. In the month of March, Japan is up 4.75%. Far East is down 4%. Europe's up 3%. UK up 2.5%. US up 3%. Oil over the month is up around 4% at $93 a barrel. Gold's risen about 2% and now stands at $1,590. The bottom line, well, the momentum in the US is being maintained, but as we noted, growth prospects continue to look weak in Europe and the Far East, except for Japan, of course. Looking further ahead, you've got to keep an eye out on developments in the Cyprus situation and its wider impact. In the UK, of course, you get the budget this week. And globally, there's a raft of purchasing managers index data coming out this week, which will be looked at very keenly by investors. That's it for me. Don't forget, Planning for Life is authorised to provide financial advice and is regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Living Money is not authorised and provides financial coaching and educational services. Nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. We cannot be held responsible for the outcome of the action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. Well, that's it for me. Have a very, very good week, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.